Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
It's 11:42 here on SENZ, and that means we're about 17, 18 minutes away from Andy Thompson and his regular show here on a Wednesday, of course, Rural Roundup. And Andy, there are issues to talk about regarding the RMA, the Resource Management Act, apparently.
Smithy, if that's not going to make your eyes glaze over, nothing will it? The RMA, what a boring topic that is, except if you're farming, when it is probably one of the most important pieces of legislation. And the government, the coalition government, is making some amendments to the RMA, particularly the National Policy Statement on Freshwater, Te Mana o Te Wai. And they are reducing some of the obligations from farmers. Amongst that, it was brought in by the previous Labor government, David Parker, Environment Minister, Damien O'Connor, Ag Minister, particularly around winter grazing and about also just exclusion of stock from waterways. That all sounds like a really good idea, and most dairy farmers, or the majority of dairy, in fact, all dairy farmers now have excluded stock from waterways. The real issue comes is, are you excluding stock from waterways up in sheep and beef farms? And what is the practicality of that? The argument was there was no practicality around these rules. It was a one-size-fit-all rule. And what's happening now is that it's being taken to catchment group level, so allowing individual regions, individual catchment groups to make the rule to make sure that the freshwater farm plans fit for purpose and water quality is not degraded. Of course, Smithy, you can guarantee that Greenpeace, SAFE, all of the opponents of farming in the environmental leagues are very, very much against this. Federated Farmers, Beef and Lamb, Dairy NZ, they're all sort of supportive of the government's plans. I think the truth is somewhere in the middle. I think there are some laggards in the farming sector who need to be brought into line with regulations, but certainly a one-size-fits-all rule right across the entire country. So on the show today, we are going to talk to Colin Hurst. He's Federated Farmers Freshwater spokesperson, and hopefully Todd McClay live, who's the Agricultural Minister. So we'll try and make some sense out of this. It is a big deal, a very, very big deal. It caused a lot of, in fact, this is what made Groundswell, was the reason why Groundswell came into being back in about 2018. So this is actually a big deal. As I said, RMA does make your eyes glaze over, but it is important.
How much privately owned land, farmland I'm talking about here, and most of it is obviously, but how much of it is not fenced from waterways?
As I said, the majority, and I would say 99% of dairy farms are fenced. If you're talking about high country sheep runs, stations, sheep and beef farms, even rolling hill country, you'd have to say that probably only 5 or 10% of those properties, waterways are fenced off. But what you're talking about is a creek running through a big sheep and beef farm. Well, it's practically impossible to and the impact, the low stocking numbers on those animals, on those properties, big paddocks, the impact of those animals on those properties is minimal. In fact, there's a lot of discussion about the levels were actually pre-industrial levels, so pre-human. They wanted them to go to a level that was before humans even came to New Zealand. And the argument is that that deer and wild animals actually have a bigger impact on some of the waterways in the wild than actually farmed animals. So it is a contentious subject. But when it comes to intensive farming, so dairy farming, and on the flats where there are waterways running through, those sort of areas, 99% of them are all fenced off with riparian strips and everything.
Rightio, we're about to enter into a nice little phase of the year where a lot of blokes become seriously blokes. And they enter their own little domains and their traditions, and they go after the ducks. It's as simple as that. Duck hunting season is nearly upon us. Andy, I would imagine you're seriously involved in this in some capacity as well, particularly the opening part of it.
Smithy, opening weekend is the first Saturday in May. That is this year is the 4th of May. I'm heading down to Balfour, down in Southland. I'm fortunate enough a few years ago to got invited into an existing Maimai, a group of guys, and we go down and have a fantastic weekend. When it comes to duck hunting or duck shooting, Smithy, I am the world's worst shot. Any duck that I actually that I shoot has got to be the unluckiest duck on the planet, and well known for my ability to miss. So I go duck missing, not duck shooting. But it is a religion, particularly in some areas. I know in Whanganui, I know down in Southland, I know here on the West Coast. And I'll just pull you up on one thing. It's not just a purely a guy's thing, Smithy. There are a lot of maimais that are female only, particularly around the place.
Really?
And a lot of women shoot. Yep. So there are a lot of female maimais where it's me, the ladies only get out and they get together and they have the same sort of camaraderie than the guys have. Some of the maimais, though, are absolute unbelievable. In fact, some of them look like hotels, some of the ones, and one in, a few in particular down in Southland that I know of. But it is a fantastic weekend. It is... Gore, actually, in Southland, to be honest, is duck hunting central. You go there on the Friday before duck shooting, and the place is just absolutely humming. I'm looking forward to it. I have a great weekend. It is a pilgrimage for me to go down to my maimai in Balfour with my mate Blocker and the guys. So it is a fantastic time, and I know a lot of other people around the country are looking forward to it. But there is one issue. Firearm safety is really important. And this year, SENZ, the Royal Roundup, we've partnered with the Firearm Safety Authority. And I've got I'm talking to Ewan Kelsall on the show this morning about how to enjoy, or this afternoon, how to enjoy duck shooting, but also how to be safe, because firearms obviously are dangerous weapons. That's what they're designed for. And being safe is really, really important. So we don't want any tragedies. And unfortunately, occasionally they do happen. But yeah. So, looking forward to it.
Is it a... I'm going to choose my words here carefully. Is it a diminishing pastime?
No.
That's not.
100% no. Absolutely not. It is growing, and it is intergenerational. Most maimais, and the one I'm in particular, Blocker's boy, will come in if he's home from school for the weekend. It is something that is, and this is passed down from family to family, generation to generation. The maimai, the safety, the camaraderie, the traditions, it is definitely not diminishing. There are some opponents of it, and SAFE and some of those organisations, I think it's a barbaric sport. The issue about it is, Smithy, it's actually a cull. It is required to keep these animals under control. Ducks actually cause a lot of damage. Ducks and waterfowl cause a huge amount of damage to waterways, and they do a lot of crop damage. And so it's the one time of year where you can actually go in, and it's there for a practical reason. And also a lot of these ducks are actually, they're taken into the food chain. A lot of people will eat them, they'll breast them and use them. So, and the change has been made a few years ago, going away from lead shot to steel shot. I know a lot of people hate that, but it has been made official right across now, so you're not allowed to use lead over waterways anymore. So a lot of changes have been made for the environmental. And when it comes to the ethical animal well-being issues, duck shooters, duck hunters will make sure that that animals do not suffer, and will make sure that that is done humanely as possible.
Did we cover what else you've got on the show, or was that it? Is that enough?
We're actually going to talk to Nick Bailey, Nick Hawken from Bailey's as well, about real estate, and particularly dairy farm real estate. Interesting, some stats have come out, and everyone thinks that, you know, we might have reached peak dairy. What does that mean? What does that look like? So we're going to talk to him. We'll do a little bit of weather. But yeah, that's probably much it for today, mate. Plenty on though.
Okay, Andy, all the best for your show this afternoon. You're about 9 minutes away from kicking it off. We'll take a small break here, and when we come back, we'll catch up with Steph with the alternative here on SENZ.